It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing all right. Sounds like you're doing well, too.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
It's early in the week, though. We'll see.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a good weekend.
I did. I went over to the Swift County Fair yesterday in Appleton and had a beef commercial and a malt. So, I mean, I'm getting geared up for the fair here now.
I saw a lot of pictures of people at the Swift County Fair and the Rib Fest and everything.
Yeah, so. They're pretty busy over there. Neil McCoy, Phil Vassar, a couple of country stars are over there. And
I'm a fan of both of them. But
turnouts for them. And I've seen Neil McCoy a couple of times. I didn't see him up here, but saw him at Wee Fest. He was quite an entertainer.
He also played at Prairie's Edge back when I worked there many, many years ago.
Yeah, he knows how to get the crowd into it. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran here, shall we?
Of course. Today is a special request salute. Thank you to Joyce Norby, the surviving spouse of Seaman First Class Wally Roger Norby. Wally was born on August 20th, 1922 in Watson, Minnesota. Passed away just a few days shy of his 101st birthday on August 14th, 2023. Wally entered active duty into the United States Navy on January 16th, 1945 in Montevideo, was honorably discharged just over a year later on March 20th, 1946 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He worked in, he was part of an ACORN unit, which I had to do some research on that. And ACORN units deployed with CB units. CB units are construction battalion, CB, hence the name CB. They're Navy construction battalions, but ACORN units would set up the airfields that the CBs would build.
And I was wondering what CB stood for. I learned something today.
Yep. Okay. These ACORN units would set up the airfields and then run the airfields. And he was part of an aviation supply depot that served in the Pacific during World War II. So we thank you, Wally, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're going to talk about kind of a cautionary thing. Beware of claims predators who want to prey on your benefits. Tell us about that.
Yeah. The VA sent out a press release on August 9th from the Veterans Benefits Administration Office of Communication. And what they call claims predators, us in the VSO community call claim sharks, which same thing. A shark is a predator, but right. Claim shark seems to roll off the tongue a little better. That's just me. Anyway, these claim sharks are non-accredited businesses or persons claiming to help veterans file claims. Many veterans have seen advertisements from companies offering to help with VA claims and appeals process. Sometimes their services seem too good to be true and leaving you wondering whether to trust them. You're not alone. More veterans are getting VA health care and benefits than ever before, which also presents opportunities for scammers or these for-profit companies to commit fraud against veterans and their families. These increased benefits have led to a rise in shady companies and individuals that are not accredited by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, offering claims assistance services and charging hefty fees when they do. This expansion of benefits has also attracted individuals and companies who are misleading veterans to think it is okay to exaggerate disability symptoms in order to get higher disability ratings. VA refers to these companies and individuals as claims predators, you know, claim sharks. These claim sharks are not accredited by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. They're known to aggressively prey on veterans' benefits through various channels such as mail, telephone, online platforms, social media. They try to take advantage of veterans and their beneficiaries by using high-pressure tactics, sharing misleading information, and making false promises to convince veterans to sign up for their services. Unfortunately, these services usually come at a high cost to the veterans with little to no actual benefit. So what they do is they do similar work that an accredited veteran service officer does, which I did some research, and I'm an accredited veteran service officer with five different accreditations, as are my neighboring colleagues. So every county veteran service officer in Minnesota is an accredited representative that charges no fees whatsoever for the services we provide. our taxpayers pay our salaries. But these claim sharks, they're for-profit companies that charge a certain percentage of any retroactive benefits that the veteran may be entitled to for their services, which is kind of predatory, and hence the name claims predators or predator sharks. To avoid falling victim to these predators, veterans and their loved ones must be cautious when seeking assistance with their VA claims and appeals. It's crucial to always verify the legitimacy of an individual or company before providing any information. VA strongly advises against working with unaccredited companies and individuals. Instead, VA recommends seeking help from VA-accredited claims agents, attorneys, and veteran service organizations, or VSOs. These individuals and organizations are recognized by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, having established the good character and competence necessary to navigate the VA benefit systems, ensuring veterans and their beneficiaries receive the benefits they have rightfully earned. It's important that veterans and their families know that they should never pay a fee to file an initial claim for benefits. In fact, it's unlawful for anyone to charge a fee for preparing an initial claim. Only VA-accredited attorneys, claims agents, and VSO representatives can lawfully assist veterans with their initial benefits claims. So a veteran separates from service, comes to my office, says, I want to file a claim for benefits. That's what we call an initial claim. They've never filed a claim for benefits in the past, and so that's an initial claim, and you know, any accredited agent is glad to help them out with that. These claim sharks say, well, I can help you with that, but it's going. But we, for a fee, we're going to take 20% of any benefits that you acquire for the next year.
Good deal for them, I guess.
But good deal for them.
Not a good deal for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially when there are ways to do it without paying that fee.
Exactly. Exactly. Where are we here? Only accredited attorneys and claims agents may charge a fee to consult or advise VA claimants seeking review of or to appeal their claims, collect evidence for a supplemental claim or an appeal, prepare and file a supplemental claim, submit requests. So I can help file supplemental claims and then start the appeals process, but sometimes, you know, you need a bigger hammer and, you know, you need an attorney to help with some of the nuances in this. And by law, attorneys can charge a fee, but they're capped. Those fees are capped, and the VA will actually pay for that attorney. So it's still for the veteran themselves.
Right.
VA remains committed to educating veterans about these fraudulent schemes by claim predators while providing the necessary resources and tools to help veterans pursue their VA benefits claims safely. You can learn more about fraud scams and how to safeguard your benefits by visiting the Protecting Veterans from Fraud website. If you suspect a representative acted unlawfully or unethically while assisting you in filing a VA benefits claim, you can file a report and learn more at vasafe.gov. You can call 1-833-38-V-SAFE. That's 1-833-388-7233. A new government-wide website and call center designed to protect veterans, service members, and their families from frauds and scams. These tools will inform veterans and their families about common fraud schemes to help protect themselves and provide an outlet for reporting and further assistance. There's also a website. The Department of Veterans Affairs has a search tool. You can look up accredited representatives. Like I said, I went on that website the other day. I typed in my name. Yep, I came up, my address, my phone number, what organizations I'm accredited with. I typed in all of my colleagues in the neighboring counties. Same thing. Their name, address, phone number, what agencies they're accredited with all show up, and it turns out we're all accredited with the same amount of organizations. So
it seems to me just talk to your local county service, veteran service office.
It behooves a veteran
that'd
to,
be the easiest.
You know, by all means, do your research, but best bang for your buck is a county veteran service officer
right.
to help with this. This article will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. And, of course, there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line. I know there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line on this.
And what is that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Yep, garden level.
Yep. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Dan, watch out for all the other scams and stuff going on these days, too. Man, they're everywhere. Somebody last week went on a shopping spree with one of my credit cards. Of course, a company caught it. But
nice.
I'm not sure how in the world they got a hold of that.
I got a phone call one time and said, did you just buy a train ticket in London? I was like, no.
Yeah, so we bought a couple $1,000 worth of airline tickets in Switzerland on one of my cards or my wife's card a couple years ago. And
well, good for them.
Yeah, I hope they enjoyed the trip. But fortunately, we didn't have to pay for it.
So. Good deal.
Yeah. But anyways, there's that, and then there's you know, all the phone calls and promises and do this and do that and emails that you're going to get billions of dollars. Is, you know, don't fall for it.
But at the same time, I got a phone call from my bank one time says, did you just make a purchase at a Target in Naples, Florida? I said, yes, I did. I'm just walking out of a Target in Naples, Florida. So,
well, that's happened. You know, I was traveling down to south. I think I was pick up my daughter from her National Guard training down there, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my credit card wasn't working, and they called me, and I'd used it, you know, to go up, buy gas and stuff, heading
south,
where I normally don't go. And
yep.
It was nice that they caught it. So,
yep. Yeah,
good that they do. So, appreciate that. All right. Well, very good, Josh. Thank you for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good.
Another program.
Yep.
Have a good week.
You too.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at the same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.